Gaundy and Maz Show.
It's just a great time of the week as we sit here staring down a long weekend, Maz.
Hell to the yeah. How good's a long weekend? But also, how good is a podcast? Because it means that you guys won't miss us because we're just always talking at you on all platforms.
Talking at you, yes.
At you.
Yes.
With you.
At you.
At you.
Look, it was a fun show today. You're going to get it all in the podcast. Bo Ryan joins us.
Yeah, but what I love about our chat with Bo Ryan is he was just calling to, like, show his support for this petty origin rivalry that we have now really locked into with the rival Queensland Breakfast Show.
We blindsided him, and we don't regret that. We kicked off the week by saying we need to track them down follower-wise on Instagram. We were a good 500 or so behind them.
Which we did. We crushed it. Thank you to everybody who has followed at Gaundy and Maz on Instagram. However, they've thrown down a challenge. The first team to get to 5,000 followers on Insta is the superior show.
They want redemption is what they want, and they want it to be a fair fight as opposed to us just blindsiding them. But let's not let them win their own challenge.
No, so you've got the time. Absolutely not. Come on, New South Wales. Don't let us down.
It's a close race, but we're getting there.
Yeah.
Need your help. One follow at a time. Tell your friends. Whoever's got Insta, that's what it's all about.
Okay, cool. We're also joined by Grant Hackett. He is busy.
Legend.
Because he's got the elite swimming trials and he's one of the commentators. He is a legend. He's like one of the best Olympians ever. Like,
I enjoy chatting to him because, you know, I think about, like, growing up watching the Olympics, he was the main man. So to have him on the show,
it's pretty amazing.
It was an awesome chat. A lot of insight.
Lovely too.
Yes.
Like, lovely
super,
dude.
Super nice guy.
Also, Jana Hocking has some flaky dating gear and we play Get Off the Fence, which I love.
Enjoy the podcast. If you're listening to this over the long weekend, enjoy that too. If you're listening to this in 2024, you're a few years too late.
It's been a wild ride. Grant Hackett will be talking about Paris.
Yes.
The next Olympics.
Oh, there's one. Heading into a long weekend, Neo. Let me love you. Don't forget R&B Fridays kicks off at 9 o'clock this morning. Just gone 7:45. Hit breakfast with Gaundy and Maz. 3, 2, 1.
Okay. Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
Well, the old Australian swimming trials are live and exclusive to Amazon Prime Video from tomorrow for the next few days. And these trials are going to determine who out of our elite swimmers is heading to the Games in Tokyo. So one of the commentators for Amazon Prime Video is Grant Hackett, who joins us this morning. Hello, Grant.
G'day. Good morning. How are you?
Oh, so good. How are you going?
Very well, very well. Looking forward to the trials coming up tomorrow. Super exciting. So it's hard to believe it's here. Normally we wait 4 years for an Olympics, but this one's been 5.
Yes, that's so true. I never thought of it like that.
But then the good news is the next one's only 3.
Exactly.
So
great if you're a younger athlete, you've only got 3 years to wait. But if you're an older athlete and you have to wait 5 years, I know going into Beijing, if someone said to me, "You've got an extra year of training," I would have been like, are you kidding me?
That's ridiculous.
That would have felt like a decade.
Well, we've seen some athletes drop off. I know maybe not in swimming, but Andrew Bogut in basketball couldn't go on another year to play again. So it does affect different people in different ways.
Absolutely. If you're an older athlete and you're right at the end of your career and that was kind of the final point of, you know, the big tournament or big games that you were going to go to, then another year would feel like a lifetime. But if you're a young athlete who might have made this Olympic Games and then you got another 12 months of training under your belt, it could put you in the perfect position. Like you said, then your next Games is only 3 years away. So favourable for some, but not for some others. But I'm just glad it's all moving forward and proceeding. And these athletes that have trained so hard for so many years, because that's what makes the Olympics so special. It's the scarcity of the Games themselves. But to have to wait 5 years, I'm just glad they're getting their shot now.
So at the swimming trials, I want to ask, Grant, you're a commentator and there's a really incredible commentary team that has been put together for these swimming trials. Is it difficult for you to not play favourites and have those athletes that you might see a bit of yourself in from your younger days and you really want them to get on the team?
Oh, look, there's people you've known for a lifetime, right? So, you know, and you've seen them progress through their swimming career. So it's probably hard not to have a little bit of natural bias. Of course, you want to stay objective, but there's always athletes that you want to see do well that, you know, I've even trained with in the past or, like I said, seen come through the age group ranks and now performing really well. So, you know, there's a lot of great athletes that we have you know, potentially on this swim team. And look, I think we'll be a real force to reckon with come a few weeks' time in Tokyo.
I've been pretty fascinated by the Cody Simpson story, as I'm sure a lot of people have. He just sort of packed up shop, dating Miley in LA, doing his pop star thing. And then I know he used to do swimming as a junior and dominated.
He was really good, yeah.
Now he's back and taking it seriously. Is he any chance of swimming in these games, or is it more the next? And you're a mentor of his, right?
Yeah, I've known Cody for a very long time. I'm literally next door neighbours, and we trained at the same pool when he was that young prodigy that you just spoke about. He was exceptional. You know, he used to win everything by miles. But, you know, went off and the music sort of took off over in LA there, and he was very successful. But I guess he always wanted to go to an Olympic Games and always wanted to see if he could do it. And when I was having the conversation with him, it would have been about 12 months ago, he said, look, I can do my music at any point in time, but I'll only get this one real opportunity at swimming whilst I'm young. So for him to go to these games is a long shot. He's only had 12 months worth of training. Mm. He is looking at Paris in 2024. That's his real focus.
Right.
But the fact that he's improved so much is what's incredible. Like, the fact that he's even qualified to be able to compete at an Olympic trials at, you know, in such a short time frame is phenomenal. And if he makes a final, he's doing exceptionally well.
Do you think legit for the Paris Games we could see it?
I think so. I think if he continues to keep the same level of dedication and focus that he's had over the past 12 months, over the next 3 years in the lead up to Paris, he can certainly be a contender come the trials then. And look, to give you a bit of context on that, to qualify to swim at a trials to go to the Olympic Games, you have to swim 56 seconds for a 100-meter butterfly. Now, about 4 months ago, he went 54 seconds, so he well and truly qualified.
Wow.
Just over, you know, 5 or 6 weeks ago at the Sydney Open, he went 53.6 seconds, so he continues to improve.
Put him in.
And to get on the team would be 51 low. So
wow.
you can see how fast he's progressing. Just over 12 months. So if he can continue on that trajectory, he'll be, you know, doing very well in 3 years.
Just very
years
quickly,
time.
Is he swimming tomorrow in these Amazon Prime Swimming Championship trials?
Yeah, so you can see him and all the superstars on an Amazon Prime video over the next 6 days. I think he's on day 4 as the men's 100-meter butterfly from memory.
Yep.
And he'll probably do another race here or there, maybe a 50-meter freestyle or something else as well.
Beautiful.
Can we just quickly turn our attention from Cody Simpson, who I adore, but he's an overachiever, and it's highly annoying how successful he is.
Frustrating for us all.
It's so annoying. But I just want to quickly mention Maddie Groves, and I'm not sure if you're across this story, Grant, because it just did break last night. But Maddie Groves, who is a swimming champion, has actually pulled out of the swimming trials, and she put on her Instagram last night that she's made the decision not to compete at the Olympic trials in Adelaide due to the quote-unquote misogynistic culture of swimming, which is a really big statement. And she has said best of luck to everyone competing, but she's tapping out. Do you have any idea how that's unfolded for Maddie and why she's made this decision?
No, like anybody else, I've seen exactly the same thing. So I did see the news come out last night and obviously, like yourselves, quite taken back by it. And hopefully, you know, with the things that she's saying and the statements that she's made, she can work with Australian Swimming on, you know, to weed out that sort of stuff. And obviously, on the performance side, it's just so sad to lose a great competitor like Maddie. I mean, she finished second in the women's 200-meter butterfly back in Rio. She
yeah.
also won another silver medal there. So she's suffered with chronic illness over the past few years. She's had a heap of ups and downs. I know her from the Gold Coast, but I didn't see any of this coming, to be totally honest. So it's all a bit sad, but hopefully we'll see her come back, and hopefully she can work on, you know, the stuff with Australian Swimming that's been put out there.
It's a big stand to make, isn't it, to give up that dream?
It is huge. She has said, I'm so grateful to feel so supported in this decision. So she's obviously got the right people around her helping her make those choices. So best of luck to her. And best of luck to you for the weekend. You've got a busy weekend ahead.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy few days ahead, but it's exciting. You know, the trials is often where you see more emotion than the Olympic Games themselves, because to make the Olympics is just so special in itself. But if you finish in third position or you don't make that A qualifying time, you've got to wait, well, normally 4 years, but 3 years in this scenario.
Well, it's the Australian Swimming Trials live and exclusive to Amazon Prime Video. Kicks off tomorrow, runs through until the 17th. Grant Hackett, just great to have you on the show, man.
Oh, thanks very much for having me.
Pleasure.
Enjoy the chat.
Take it
you
easy.
You must get excited around Olympics time. It's coming. It's coming, baby. We've been waiting for this. Sam Fisher, Demi Lovato. What other people say? It's Hit Breakfast with Gawndy and Maz. Just gone 7:27. Grant Hackett's going to join us.
Oh, yeah.
After 7:30 this morning, he's on the air with us.
Swimming trials are happening in Adelaide, PS, just yeah. FYI. So he's there on the ground.
Should we ask him about Cody Simpson?
Well, Cody Simpson's swimming.
Yeah, but can he compete in this Olympics, Cody Simpson? No, or he can.
If he goes well.
That's what the trials are for. So the swimming trials that are happening in Adelaide this weekend or over the next 5 days is to select the team that we send to Tokyo.
Yeah, but I read something on Cody Simpson that said he's not competing for this Olympics. He's aiming for the next Olympic Games.
They don't think he'll be good enough, but
if he goes well and he makes the team, he can make the team. Ooh. But I think word on the street is he might need a few more years. Who knows?
Grant's one of his mentors, so we actually can.
We could probably ask Grant instead of each other.
Yes, that would be good.
Get off the fence.
Oh, it makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why we're getting him on the
That's
show.
Right. Let's debate it a little bit longer, shall we? This is no debate here. This is just straight down the line. This is just 3 seconds to decide yes or no on some topics that the boss has, producer Matt.
The boss is in the house.
I'm here. I've got two for you today.
Only two because
we want to get Grant on.
Oh, okay, sure.
Yep.
All right.
This is your way of keeping us on time.
Yeah, exactly. Just controlling things like the boss I am.
The boss.
Okay, first one. There's a small town in Victoria called Trentham, and they've actually been told from 7 p.m. tonight their tap water's out. They've run out.
Yeah.
They've got no water. So I wanted to find out, do you guys even drink tap water? Drinking tap water in general, yes or no? 3, 2, 1.
Yes and no, and I know this is get off
the fence. That's on the
fence. No, but I have a filter on my tap, so what do I do?
Oh, yeah. So you put a filter on your
tap. Yeah, I've got a filter on my kitchen sink tap.
So that's
so the filtered water comes out.
So you're not drinking straight from the tap?
No, but I would. Yep.
I'm not. I don't drink straight from the tap.
But I choose not to.
I'll go get a glass of water from the sink. Out of the tap.
Water's a funny one, isn't it? Because from the kitchen sink, fine. But if you got me water from the bathroom sink, not fine. What's that about? Yeah, I know, but it feels wrong.
Tastes different. I feel like it tastes different.
So, feels wrong. Like you wouldn't drink water from the shower, would you?
Some people do.
Who? Who's going to the shower to top up a nice cold glass of water?
No, you're not taking a glass in there. But some people probably have a little sip of water while they're in the shower. I'm going to say no, and because we put our water into a water filter and then filter it and then have that. So I don't drink straight out of the tap, even though we live in a country where it's completely safe, unless you're in Trent Town or whatever it's called.
Trentham. Yeah.
Trentham. And it's not that there's no water coming out of the taps. The water is coming out of the taps. They said it's unsafe to drink. That's what they've declared because of all the storms in Victoria.
At some point, don't jump in the beach after a storm. You do not want to get in there.
Yeah, no, you're not meant to do that too. They're meant to close down beaches after storms.
Can we do a test at some point between shower water, toilet sink water, and kitchen tap water?
Do a blind test?
Yeah.
All right, we'll do a blind test.
See if you can
pick
the difference.
Okay.
Between all the waters.
Oh, sure.
Of the building.
Did you say toilet
of the water?
Water
here?
No, not the toilet. Like,
not the toilet water.
No. So if you go in the bathroom where
the toilets are,
go the tap there.
I'll get filtered.
And then go some out of the shower and the kitchen and let's see if we can pick the difference.
Where are the showers?
There's a shower in the toilets there.
Yeah.
Is there?
Yeah, have you not been in there?
The more you learn. All right, well, there you go.
I've never Gawndy, shower here.
Gawndy on the fence. Maz, no.
No.
No, I just put a filter on the tap.
So it's a no. And that's totally fine to filter your water. You can get house filters. You put one at your mains and it filters all of the water that goes to all of the house.
Oh. Showering in filtered water, that's nice.
How would that fluoride be? Wouldn't that be nice?
That's
one more.
All right.
Don't need it.
Charging for sauce in bakeries.
Absolutely not.
Why?
You know what you should do, and like I've never owned a bakery, but just up the price of the pie by 30 cents so I don't know. And then when I come along and pay for your pie at $5.60 instead of $5.30 and then get the sauce for free, why wouldn't you do that? That's a win.
That's actually a really clever solution.
Yeah, because I don't know how much
like
a pie is.
It does when you're spending 50 cents on a squirty bit of sauce.
Yeah.
But I think it's legit because business has got to make them dollars.
Yeah, as a consumer, though, I just want to know I get the sauce for free and you can put it into other products. There's a little something for bakeries out there.
I think that's a really smart idea, Gawndy.
If you've not thought of that.
Maz, you haven't actually put a stance out here.
What was the question?
Charging for sauce in bakeries.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, it's fine.
You got to help out small business, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. Like, and if you don't want the sauce, then you don't have to pay for it. And that's, I mean, but who's having a pie with no sauce? You idiot.
Damn. I want a pie from the bakery now.
Yeah.
You got me going for a Friday. All right, that's all we have time for. Wait. We have to get to Grant Hackett.
Sorry. Yeah. I know we don't have time. But you don't eat meat. Now, what pie do you have?
I get veggie pies these days. There are some great ones, some curry pies.
Like, would you have a mushroom pie?
Mushroom pie, I love that. There's a bakery near the radio station here that does a ripper mushroom pie.
Do they?
Oh, my God.
I was just curious because I know that you're not, like, a huge fan of eating meat. And then I was like, well, what do you do in the pie scenario?
I've come a long way in the pie world.
You've clearly had a lot of experience at bakeries.
Go get us some pies, please.
Hey, Ash.
No. This is a job for the boss to do.
That's not a job, like a boss job at all.
It is. Look, Ash has never jumped up quicker to defend herself.
I know.
So get stuffed.
Don't let him push you.
I'll talk to Grant Hackett and you can get the pies.
Let's get Grant to get us some pies.
Yeah.
No, I think he's in Adelaide.
Oh.
He's calling on the phone.
Oh, I thought he was coming in. All right, scrap that. Grant on the phone after this.
Chat with Jenna Hawking.
It's a highlight of the week.
It is.
On the Gawndy and Maz show, our dating expert Jenna Hawking is back.
How is dating in sub-zero temperatures, though?
I can tell you, it's non-existent. That's what it is.
Isn't it good for
hibernation.
Yeah, getting warm under the covers, though, Jenna, you know?
Well, I just want to skip to that. Like, do we have to go on a date in the cold and get dressed up and freeze and order an Uber? No, you got to do all that before you get under the sheets. It's exhausting.
You've got the mind of a bloke.
Yes.
Has anyone ever told you that?
I get told that all the time.
Do you
all
really?
Yeah.
That's how guys think. It's just like, skip all that stuff.
Just go straight to bed.
Like Tiesto said, let's get down to business. You know what I mean?
In summer, I'm more than happy to sit on a beautiful rooftop bar, have a glass of something cold. But in winter, let's just hibernate together.
You
want to
snuggle.
Already.
Well, that's why you need a partner for winter. That's what you used to do in your school days. You get a girlfriend for winter and then you break up for summer and then just keep that rotation going.
I've never heard of that theory.
Yeah,
but that
seasonal relationships.
It's called snowflaking or something.
Oh, yeah.
I read about it the other day. And you set yourself up for a boyfriend in winter. I just didn't get the memo and forgot. And here we are in winter.
Dang.
No one to snuggle to.
That is an article for future, though. What's the article this week?
Flaky dates. And I put my hand up and say, I am terrible at flaking out on a date.
Really?
I'm really bad at it. And I didn't realize how annoying it is until someone did it to me.
So do you mean like the last minute cancel or just a total like ignore?
No, like the last minute cancel.
Yeah.
So, and it's a winter thing as well. Like I might meet someone on Bumble or Hinge or whichever one I'm doing it this week and
at that point in time
not Raya. I've got to get over that and you know it's all exciting and you're like, oh cool, I'm going on a date tonight, this will be so exciting, but then the day gets away from you and you're tired and you're exhausted and it gets time to get ready but you've had a fatty burger and you feel like a fat pig and you cancel it the last minute. And Head & Shoulders did a study into flaky dating, which I thought was quite clever.
Hang on, Head & Shoulders, the shampoo.
Yeah, the shampoo brand. They spent money on a study and found that 4.3 million Australians have flaked on a date because they were feeling meh about themselves.
I totally get that.
I'll put my hand on my heart and say that I've definitely done that.
Surely there needs to be some unwritten rule where you just don't do it the day of. Like, I get it the day before, cancel by all means, but if you wake up the next day,
there's a window.
You've got to commit.
Do you know what that is? They have it at F45 for your classes. There's like a non-cancellation window.
And you pay.
So if you're booked into the class and then you cancel, and you can change, like in the software, you can change what the window is. So for our really popular classes, we make the window bigger.
$1 million.
And then, so like if you cancel within 2 hours of the class, because it means that somebody misses out on the spot if it's a full class, you get charged.
That's actually genius. And anyone wanting to come up with a dating app should steal this idea. And maybe you get like banned for a week if you flake out on a date.
From the app.
You get kicked off for a week or something like that.
What if it's a legitimate reason, though?
They never are.
Nah.
I've used every reason under the sun.
What's the lamest reason you've given to flake out on a date, Jenna?
Okay, do you know, it's a good one.
There's no hesitation for the story either.
I have done this, and a guy did it to me as well. I actually stole it from him. You say, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I woke up with a sniffly nose. I had to get a COVID test. I haven't got the results back yet. I'm actually legally not allowed to leave the house.
Oh my God.
Genius.
Yeah, that is a good one.
I shouldn't be encouraging this because my article this week is saying, don't do it. But if you're going to, that's a really good way to
do it. That's a great one.
What are you covering off in the article as far as dealing with the flaky ones?
It's a universal part of dating. When you go on the dating apps, you just have to realize that it's a bit of a gamble.
Yeah.
There's a chance if you set a date, it's going to get flaked.
I feel like it would happen more now than ever before. With it, everyone's got all their options on their phone, other dates, other people they're chatting to. It's just easy to go, can't be bothered with that one. I'll go and chat to this one.
Yes, totally. It's making us all flaky daters. But I say in the article that I almost flaked on a date. And I just made myself, like, I wore daggy jeans, a jumper. I had, like, bags under my eyes. I looked feral, but I was like, I just need a flirt. I need a bit of oomph or something. So I made myself go on this date, and to this day, it's the best date I've ever been.
Really?
Yeah. So I think we have to suck it up and go on these dates anyway, and death to flaking.
Death to flaking.
Death to the flake. Tell me, Jenna, you've never left anyone standing there, have you? Look, where they've gone on the date and then you've flaked?
No. I was thinking about that the other day and I actually think I'm too nice. It's karma will get you.
Jenna, thanks for joining us this week.
Pleasure as always.
News.com.au for the latest article in the podcast, of course.
Kinda Sorta Dating. Check it out.
Hello.
Hey, friends.
The guys.
Frenemies.
Hey, friends.
Frenemies.
Oh, Cliffo's dirty. Cliffo's dirty.
He's so salty.
Oh. Mate, I've been Ray Hadley this morning. I'm banging
the desk. It's not mate against mate. I don't even know these guys.
Far out. That does sound like me.
Yeah, man. Didn't we blindside you, though? We just came in and went bang and just sort of kicked off Petty Origin.
It was good, hey?
And I said to myself, I'm going to take the high moral ground. I'm going to be cool about this. Then next minute I'm making up stupid nicknames like Blandy and Shaz.
That was a good one too.
Hey, mate, that cut me real deep, by the way. That hurt me. So.
I haven't heard that one before.
God. So where are we at with this, guys? Because we kicked it off. You now have wind of it.
Yeah.
And we believe we've been told by our producer, Maddie, that you've put it out there to Queensland listeners.
Yeah, so we've been prepping for some form of lame retaliation from you guys.
Well,
and lame you will get, yes. Maz.
You guys do know that Maz is the nice one on this team. And it's so out of character for her to go hard like this.
I said the other day, guys, I was like, I think I'm having some sort of breakdown because my brand is always like
positivity,
super lovely, like just, you know, I have so much empathy. But this, I've turned into a bitch.
So why,
bitch.
Why do you hate us, Maz?
I don't hate you.
Us? What have we done? What have we done to you?
I don't know. You've just sparked something in me and I don't know what's happening.
What Maz is saying is she needs to go hard for this to be legit. So she's out of character with the things that she's saying and she's trying to go hard. So it's nothing personal.
I'm taking it personally.
No, don't take it personally. Don't. Now I'm going to feel really bad and have to talk to my therapist about it.
I've always thought you're awful, Maz. So to have it confirmed, it's fantastic.
No, okay. Well.
Hey, very quickly, guys, before we get into what your Queensland listeners have suggested. Gabby.
Yes.
Aren't you from New South Wales?
So is Cliffo.
Oh, here we go, guys.
And this was the interesting thing.
That's
like
why.
When you guys launched Throwing the Shade, we're like, bloody hell, they haven't done their research, have they? But I will say, though, even though we both hail from New South Wales, we are both Queenslanders through and through now.
But
of course,
Queenslanders
you always have
think
to support
that...
your state of origin.
Well, but the thing is, when it's like when you're allowed to pay out your sister. Like we can pay out Queensland when it comes to state of origin because we're blues. But when someone else comes in and has a go,
when a blue does it south of the border, our fists are up. It's a new game, guys.
That's fair enough. Okay.
I see. And research, what is that?
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's what you get Maddie to do. And we get Brooke, our producer, to do it. Guys, you sort of mentioned it before, Gaundy, but we put it out to our listeners, like, how are we going to formalise this beef? how we're actually going to get a winner.
Wait, is this officially a beef now? I've always wanted to be in one of those.
It's reached
beef
level.
We're bringing back the beef to State of Origin, guys.
I love it, yeah.
Okay,
petty
cool.
Origin has gone to a whole nother level.
This is great.
All right, beef and biff. We love this.
Tick that off the bucket list. I'm in a beef with someone. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
And Pat had a suggestion on how we can actually find a winner. So this is one of the calls to our show from yesterday, Pat.
Well, I reckon you should have them see who gets the most followers before Origin Game 2.
All right. Do we need it? Do we need to have a goal, though? Like, the most followers, or do we need to, like, have a goal follower count?
I reckon, like, you could do most followers, but I reckon 5K. Let's just go crazy.
It's a lofty one.
Make it nuts.
I reckon they go for that because they've already got a 450 follower head start because they are just beating us. That's after true. Their on-air rage the other day. They got a lot of sympathy follows from that.
Yeah.
You're right, Cliffo. We are desperate for follows. We'll take them. We'll take them. Pat.
Okay, that's a great suggestion.
First to 5K before game number two in a couple of weeks' time. What do you reckon?
It gives us 2 weeks, guys. So
start the campaigning.
It's a Sunday night game, so we'll have... this today, then we'll have all next week's worth of shows
and
the week after that. So
it's very fair.
10
isn't
radio
it?
Shows to get first to 5,000.
What happens if we reach it by the end of this weekend, though? It's all done.
Well, then we'll make it 10K.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Jesus, Gabby, we didn't discuss that.
I like that.
Well, you have to lift the bar if we get to it too quickly.
Well, okay. Look, this is how Petty Origin started. We're all sitting around in the boardroom and said, how do we do something with the Queensland show? Let's just go after the Insta followers because then that's a good gauge as to whether we pass or whatever it is. So I like that something's been set.
Okay.
I like 5K.
Yeah, we're all about the rules at this show.
Yeah, well, we're not.
Yeah, I mean, it's fair. Like, it's a fair fight to 5,000 followers, which...
Are we down with this, Maz? I think this is a fair challenge.
I prefer to play dirty and blindside people, but if we want to have a fair fight, this is a good challenge.
We accept... We accept Pat's challenge.
We're shaking hands.
What does Pat get?
Nothing.
Out of all of this.
The satisfaction.
Isn't Pat the real hero of the story?
He gets the satisfaction of adjudicating the lamest beef in the history of radio.
I like that. I like it.
Okay.
All right.
Game on, first to 5,000.
Starting when?
Now.
All right, let's go.
Okay. Start the campaign,
guys. Okay, just very quickly, anyone in Queensland that is from New South Wales, follow us, follow us.
Guys.
They're gone. They're out of here.
Follow us.
As of this point, though, it is a race to beat New South Wales.
Queensland,
we have
get
to
behind
get
us.
To 5,000 followers.
Can they hear
on
us,
Instagram.
Or have they really
so
cut us off?
Hit us up on our Insta right now. Get your friends, your family, your dog accounts. Follow now, and we'll beat the Blues. You still there, guys?
Yes.
Follow us. Anyone in Queensland, follow us if you're from New South Wales. Get on board.
Slow and steady wins the race. We'll have a different tactic, but good luck, guys. The first of 5K.
Game on.
Game on.
Justin Bieber with Peaches, 8:14, here breakfast with Gaundy and Maz. R&B Fridays for you, kicking off at 9 o'clock this morning, of course. And it's been a fun week of the show with Petty Origin.
We have had so much fun this week. We launched this on Monday because we realised that our Queensland counterparts, the on-air Queensland breakfast show, had more Instagram followers than we did. And we were like, it's Origin week. Let's overtake them on Instagram follows. And we smashed it.
Keep those coming, by the way, too, at Gaundy and Maz. And, well, look, here's the thing. They're about to join us on the air, and it's going to make sense as to why we need you to get on board.
Yeah, look, I've said some really regrettable things about them personally
and
their show this week, so.
Well, they had no idea that we kicked this off. We just went ahead and did it.
They
now know about it. I'm about to patch them in. So they can't hear us right now, but just be mindful. They're about to hear us, okay?
I'm just going to be super friendly.
All right. I'm going to bring him in live now. Here we go. Cliffo and Gabby. Matchbox 20, how far we've come. 8:29. It's Hit Breakfast with Gaundy and Maz.
Okay.
Petty Origin, guys.
Okay.
It's a thing. It's legit now.
It's not done. I thought that maybe Petty Origin would be done when we overtook our Queensland counterparts on their breakfast show for Instagram followers, which we did this week. But... oh, and thanks for following us on Instagram, by the way. You guys are legends.
The newbies that are jumping on board just to get behind this campaign is amazing. We know
thanks.
This is petty, but now this is a thing we must win.
So Cliffo and Gabby, who host the Queensland Breakfast Show, have responded. We just had a chat with them. They sounded personally cut.
They certainly did.
And they have issued a challenge, like a 2.0, like they're stepping this whole thing up.
Well, they want revenge, and they put it out to their Queensland listeners. And I've got to say, if you check their follows, they've jumped a good, solid 500 or so since this morning. Yes. They are very close to us now, so we do not want to lose, but this is what one of their Queensland listeners suggested.
I reckon you should have them see who gets the most followers before Origin Game 2.
Do we need to have a goal, though? Like, the most followers, or do we need to, like, have a goal follower count?
I reckon, like, you could do most followers, but I reckon 5K.
So that's what they've put out there.
So we need to get to 5,000 followers on our Instagram. We're at Gaundy and Maz before Cliffo and Gabby do this.
Let's get this man on the air because he understands what this rivalry is all about. It is Bo Ryan.
Hey, Bo. Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Big fan of the show.
Hey, mate. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
Proud New South Welshman. It's probably a bit personal like you guys because I'm drawn down the line. My wife's Queenslander.
Yeah.
Which I found out after I married her, otherwise it wouldn't happen. it was funny. My son, my daughter was first born, so she's New South Wales. Both my daughter and son are born here, but she tries to claim my son. But I ordered jerseys, Blues jerseys all for us the other night before the game. And she didn't wear it. She left the Queensland one on. We went down to the club for lunch, for dinner. And she wore hers loud and proud, but by halftime she put a jacket over it. She's a fair weather. When it was 26-6, she changed the colours pretty quick. But she's left it at home now, and I'm going to drop my kids off at school and then go wash my car with it.
Oh, you're hilarious. I did see the photo of you with your gorgeous family on Origin Game Day, and there's one of you and your two kids, and you've just managed to, like, cut your wife's head out of the photo.
I know. I probably should have cut the jersey out and left the head in now that I think of it. She had a few champagnes that night and kicked on with some girlfriends. I haven't seen her since the game, so hopefully she rocks up before Origin 2.
Oh, mate.
So you completely, Bo, you understand petty Origin, yeah? It happens in your house.
Come on, man.
It's more than just on the footy field, and we find ourselves now up against our Queensland version of us.
Yeah, I'm feeling you, man. We've had so much pain. I mean, people, pretty much my whole daughter's life, we lost all those 8 in a row. So she only won her first Origin a few years ago. So she's only just started to taste victory. But it's been a long 10, 15 years for us, man. So it's time for payback. I'm with you, Zoe.
Okay. Well, can we maybe enlist your help? Because the Queensland show, Cliffo and Gabby, have thrown down the challenge. It's the first, because we've got newly created Instagram accounts for the breakfast shows.
The
first of the shows to get to 5,000 is going to be the superior show. Now, you've got 379,000 followers on your Instagram.
I'd give you 5, but Instagram won't allow me to do that. But when they do, I'll give you 5, whatever you want.
That's really sweet. But maybe if we could get you to post something on your socials to direct people to us or something.
What does that cost these days, Bo?
Oh, not much, about 15 grand, but I'll do it.
You do it for the love. You do it for the Blues. Go the Blues.
Anything to win. We'll crowdfund that. We'll crowdfund 15K to get it on your story.
Nah, it's all worth it, man. I mean, you guys are doing a good job, and I just heard before, did they really pick up 500 this morning?
They did,
yeah, they
man.
Did, man. Yeah, they it's a real. This is a real thing. I don't know.
Having us on their show.
Yeah. Hang in there. Have you given them a time frame? Is it by the next Origin or what?
Yeah, they said by game 2 or whoever gets there first. So we're definitely hoping to get to that target before game 2. 100%. We're going to go hard.
Yeah, you're close.
Yeah.
No, I'm all for it. You try and get some Origin players. Who can I get?
They all
went into lockdown before game 1, but now it feels like the confidence is sky high. It's a good time to hit them.
Okay. Get some players
involved.
I love
that you've become our New South Wales Insta
manager
now.
We have a social media manager, Bo Ryan.
Yeah, because I've got heaps of time on my hands as well to do stuff like this. So
yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, you do. I mean, you've only got to take your kids to school and go on Studio 10 and do the amazing race.
That's all I got to do, man.
Bo,
thanks. We appreciate your time.
All we need is your support, and I feel like we have that.
I'm all in, man. Know about that.
Okay, cool.
If you're encouraging our listeners to go hit the follow button just to beat Queensland, I feel they're going to listen to you, man. So if we could pick up a few extras this morning, that's what we're here to do.
Bo, though.
Yeah,
Ryan.
And I'm going to do it as soon as I get my kids out of this pool and to school. I think I'm going to follow you guys as well. Yeah, I'm on board.
Cool. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right.
Kiddos to school.
Yeah, if anyone wants to jump on our GoFundMe to raise 15K to get Bo Ryan to share on his Instagram story, we will be doing that soon.
Good job. All love, man. Go the Blues, huh?
Go the Blues. Thanks, Bo Ryan, for joining us, man.
Thanks, buddy. Have a good day.
See you, guys.
Some brand new stuff from Tones and I. It's called Cloudy Day. 8:47. Hit Breakfast with Gaundy and Maz. The Mariners on the Central Coast are trending right now. Finals bound for the first time in 7 years. It's very exciting. We've got some tickets to give away to the game on 13:10:60. Travel for the game if you're not on the Central Coast, guys. Get behind the Mariners. But everyone on the Central Coast is very excited. And Mark Birigidi, the goalkeeper, joins us right now. Morning, Mark.
Gaundy and Maz's podcast is the complete package. Brand new Mazda BT50. It's the only ute that's a complete package.